American Language Course, tape 2305A. Listen.
Wake up, man. It's time to get going.
I'm quite comfortable. I think I'll stay in the sack a while longer.
No, come on now. Otherwise, you won't have a ride. And it's too nippy to walk to the mess hall.
What's the weather like? Looks pretty nice from here.
There are some rays of sunshine, all right, but listen to those gusts of wind. They've done considerable damage, too. I see branches lying all over the street.
Branches are better than ice on the roads. I don't care for those slippery rides.
Well, just looking from here, there's some sleet, too. You'd better start moving, because this means that I'll have to drive slowly.
Heck with you. Any other good warning news? If it's going to blow in sleet again like yesterday, then we're still in the storm area, I guess.
No, it isn't that bad. When the sun starts heating up the place, the humidity will rise, and we might have some fog. Hazards like fog and sleet sure slow you down.
I know. You just want to get me started.
This bathroom is getting all the wind full blast. I'm freezing here. Will you turn up the thermostat a bit, please?
What would you do without this heating system?
It's the floors, I guess. I can stand a cold shower, but these icy floors are killing me.
Put your slippers on, and don't stay in there too long, please.
Well, I'm about through now. Hope you won't be long.
No, you know I'm fast as lightning once I get going.
Now listen to this conversation again and repeat what you hear.
Wake up, man. It's time to get going.
I'm quite comfortable. I think I'll stay in the sack a little longer.
No, come on now. Otherwise, you won't have a ride. And it's too nippy to walk to the mess hall.
What's the weather like? Looks pretty nice from here.
There are some rays of sunshine, all right, but listen to those gusts of wind. They have done considerable damage, too. I see branches lying all over the street.
Branches are better than ice on the roads. I don't care for those slippery rides.
Just looking from here, there's some sleet, too. You better start moving, because this means that I'll have to drive slowly.
Heck with you. Any other good morning news?
Hazards like fog and sleet sure slow you down.
I know. You just want to get me started.
This bathroom is getting the wind full blast. I'm freezing here. Will you turn up the thermostat a bit, please?
What would you do without this heating system?
It's just the floors, I guess. I can stand a cold shower, but these icy floors are killing me.
Put your slippers on. And don't stay in there too long, please.
Well, I'm about through now. Hope you won't be long.
No, you know I'm as fast as lightning once I get going.
Repeat the following expressions.
Let's go. It's time. It's time to get going. I'll stay. I'll stay in the sack. Let's stay a while. I'll ride with you. I need a ride to work. He doesn't have a ride home.
What's it like? What does it look like? It looks like rain. I don't like the looks of it. Humidity. Water vapor. Frost. Fog. Rain. Sleet. Snow. Hail.
Rain is condensed water. Sleet is frozen rain. There is frost on my windshield. Fog reduces the visibility. The fog is hanging low. Fog rises when the sun starts shining on it. Raise your window so we'll stay warm. The report speaks of rising temperatures. It starts heating up. Turn the thermostat down. Switch the light off, please. Take your coat off, please. Why don't you put your slippers on? I thought you told me to take them off. Ted goes to town off and on.
Sleet is a road hazard. Hurricanes are a hazard to flying. Avoid danger in hazard areas. The sun rises. The sun has risen. Tomorrow the sun will rise at 08:30. Tell me when you're through. Mary looked all through her desk. Through hard work and study, you'll succeed.
Now listen and answer my questions. Repeat what Ted says. Ted said it's time to get going. What does that mean?
To get going means to start.
Why do they say in the conversation that the streets are dangerous?
Because there was sleet. Because the wind blew branches on the road. Because the roads were slippery.
What does a heater thermostat do?
It controls the heat. It regulates the heat. It switches the heater on and off automatically.
Why is it warmer in the upper parts of the room?
The heat rises. Cold air stays down. The floors are cold.
Which thermometer scales do you know?
Fahrenheit and centigrade scales. I know the Fahrenheit and centigrade scales.
What is the freezing point on a Fahrenheit scale?
It's 32 degrees.
What is the freezing point on a centigrade scale?
It's 0 degrees.
When you convert Fahrenheit to centigrade, what do you have to do first?
I subtract 32 from the degrees Fahrenheit. I subtract 32 first.
After you have subtracted 32 from your Fahrenheit, what do you do next?
Then I multiply the result by 5. I take that amount and multiply it by 5.
What do you do after subtracting 32 and multiplying the result by 5?
After the multiplication, I divide by 9. I divide the figure by 9. I divide the figure that I got by 9.
This is the end of tape 2305A.